It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, and welcome to the Carson Anderson program on a Wednesday. Coming off another Tiger win, and this one the bats explode, and it's been a minute since that's happened, and they've had some really timely hitting, but don't let this team get hot. Do not let this team get hot, or maybe Gator, and here's the surprise. Maybe it's time somebody else gets cold.
Oh, you're calling to the big guns.
So here's the question. What I'm showing Gator right now is a printed logo of the Minnesota Twins. And there's something here at the station that, unfortunately, it's not a laughing matter, but unfortunately there's a desk over there that it felt like whatever employee was at that desk didn't last very long. And we thought we were like...
In terms of working here.
Yes. Yes. They didn't meet a grim fate.
No.
I'm just saying they didn't. So one day we decided to put a logo of a team. I don't even remember. I think it was in the NFL where it started. Oh, it was the Rams. We wanted the Rams to lose as much as possible so that the Lions, who owned the Rams' first-round pick, would have as high a pick as possible. And it worked. The Rams kept losing and losing and losing. And we started calling it the Desk of Doom. So then the second time we used its powers was during the NBA draft lottery when Cade Cunningham was coming out into the league. And we put all the logos of all the other teams in the lottery on the Desk of Doom. And then lo and behold, Gator, as fate would have it.
Lo and behold.
Pistons won the draft lottery. It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
Yep. And I think in between, we've had some false starts with the Desk of Doom.
Yes.
But I've got the Twins logo right here.
I think it's been about a year and a half, maybe two full years, that we've gone to the Desk of Doom and asked for his prowess to prevail in our favor.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Desk of Doom is hungry enough? Like, wants to get back at it?
I don't know. This is, you are a believer in jinxes more so than me. And so this is why, do we invoke the powers of the Desk of Doom, or do we just let this thing play out?
We have to be incredibly humble before the Desk of Doom,
mm-hmm.
because the Desk of Doom can be fickle.
Set the tone, my friend.
The Desk of Doom listens to the Desk of Doom, mm-hmm. listens to no one other than itself.
Right.
So you have to respect the DOD.
Yep.
And I think what we do is, yes, I'm willing to go ahead and say we should do this, but when we place the logo on the Desk of Doom,
yeah,
I think we have to walk away with our heads down and kind of arms forward, is in pseudo prayer. I'm just telling you.
Heads down and arms forward, huh?
Kind of like this, you know, like... Back away, you know,
because Gator put his hands out in front of him, like almost bowing down.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark when Indiana Jones is telling Marion not to look at it, not to open her eyes. Okay. Don't do it. You just back away.
Okay.
And respect the power that resides in the Desk of Doom, whether it lays dormant or it's going to be back to kinetic energy again. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at the feedback coming in, and there's mixed reviews coming from those on Twitch. This one here, from Bear Slays. Let's think about this, gentlemen. I would rather need the Desk of Doom for the Lions or the Wings this year. I don't know if this is the right decision. Koi Boy 1, hold on. Let's not waste the powers of the Desk of Doom on baseball. Leave Jordan Love and Christian McCaffrey pictures on there. Who's to say we didn't already put him there? We didn't. I guess I'm to say.
There you go.
Yep. None special here now. Doug, you already cursed Scoobal saying he would win every game. I said something we need to count on. Gator said I didn't exactly jinx
it. No, it wasn't a jinx. We were talking about these are things that would have to happen. So actually, you know, it could work the other way where they get there despite, you know, if Scoobal doesn't win again.
All right, what do you think? Think about it. I mean, we don't have to make a decision right here, right now. We've got the logo ready to go if we decide to invoke the powers of the Desk of Doom. Any thoughts? Real quick. Sorry, Kang. I was just getting ready to walk out of the control room.
I don't want to use it yet, personally. But I'm usually on board with what Gator feels about this stuff. His gut is usually on. I'm telling you right now, I'm leaning towards no.
Okay.
Well, I have a prodigious gut.
That's why I usually go with it.
Thank you. And there's enough gut here for the both of us. For the three of us, in fact. Because when you showed me the logo initially, I was like, oh, you want to go there?
Mm-hmm.
It took me a little by surprise because I had not considered it.
Mm-hmm.
And because I haven't considered it, I don't think I want to invoke the Desk of Doom.
Okay. Well, logo's on standby?
Yes, it's on standby because we may need different logos.
This is true.
And, you know, DOD gets hungry, but DOD can stop eating at any time and walk away.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then we'll be on standby. We're in a holding pattern as it pertains to the Desk of Doom. All right. So that was the surprise for you, is whether or not we were going to do that. The surprise for the audience is, Gator, we have 2 4-packs of Tiger tickets to tonight's game against the Colorado Rockies.
Here we go.
Not one, but two.
Two.
And we're going to give them away with a Carson Anderson quiz question, which we will ask twice during the show. You don't have to listen and wait for the moment, but you probably want to listen to know the answer to the quiz question. But we are going to do it. We will tell you when we're giving the tickets away. 11:56 and 1:41 are the two times we're giving away these tickets. 11:56 and 1:41 with a Carson Anderson quiz question. And an example of how this works is the question might be, what was the suggestion at the beginning of the show that we decided not to invoke its powers? And it would be to put the Twins logo on the Desk of Doom would be the correct answer. That's an example of a Carson Anderson quiz question. The clock starts now, though, and sometime between now and 11:56, we'll ask the first question and give away a 4-pack of tickets to see the Tigers and the Colorado Rockies tonight. That's right. This Tiger team that's right now in the middle of a playoff chase. You can get 4 freebies if you get the correct answer at 11:56. We'll do another one at 1:41. So stick with us. If you don't win, you can get tickets at DetroitTigers.com. Tonight is First Responders Night, and special ticket packages include a First Responders hat. Limited packages are still available at Tigers.com under Theme Night. So stay tuned for your chance to win. But if you don't win and you want to go, you can be a part of First Responders Night. Well, Keiter Montero goes 9 innings, complete game shutout, less than 100 pitches. And it just was a work of art last night from him, and the bats exploded. And unfortunately, the Twins won, but that's okay. Because the Tigers, the question is, are they about to break out offensively? There are ebbs and flows. We will get to that coming up today at 10:16. We go around the country, college football, with the college football trophy blitz thingy. That is coming up at 10:30 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.